For most of last century, hunters preferred camouflage colors, usually black and red plaid jackets and pants. But that often meant the hunters became the hunted. Staggering numbers of 68 shot in 1942. By 1951, 128 were injured by guns and bows. The worst year was 1958. That's when bullets and arrows struck 191 people in Wisconsin, killing 25. Compare that with the past few years' average of 2 killed and a dozen injured. And Department of Natural Resources Safety Warden Mike Smith says it's the bad old days of accepting carnage.
Head warden here reported to the chief warden that was the safest season we've ever had. We only had 25 killed, and it amazes me, I guess, when I look back at the historical data and see the way people accepted the fact that people were just going to get killed in hunting accidents.
Smith says those numbers don't include heart attacks or falling out of tree stands. He says that only includes people being shot. That all changed when Blaze Orange was made law around 1970.
I hunted at the time that Blaze Orange became mandatory. It was not a very popular thing with hunters. They had a belief that the deer were going to see them, and people did not like it real well, but it certainly was the right thing to do.
In fact, deer are colorblind, and Blaze Orange looks white to them. Smith says three other things are helping make hunting safer: less alcohol use, more hunter safety courses, and tree stands. Even though more hunters get hurt falling from tree stands than from bullets, he says it also takes them out of the line of fire. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.